And that many of you involved, difficult to say, isn't it? Even though it is difficult to say to speak of all of monetary change between nations today, the value of the dollar fluctuating as much as it does from day to day. But a good estimate probably would indicate that this debt consisted of about $12 million. That's really a horrifying debt, isn't it? Once the Savior is terrible, made it even more enormous. In order to demonstrate thereby that it was utterly humanly impossible for this slave to try to obtain the necessary amount of money regardless of whether he would work around the clock. It is totally impossible for him to repay that enormous debt. And you and I thereby hear the message of our Savior. And how grateful we are that our God did not send a computer, but instead he sent a cross. And on that cross he gave us the gift of his Son. Not with a word that says, pay me everything that you owe me. There's a legend of every moment of every hour of every day of our past life having recorded there automatically the huge debt that we stored. But instead, the gift of our Heavenly Father is a cross. And on that cross is entailed his only begotten Son. And from that cross of agony and of suffering and of death, the Son speaks those words that are echoed again and again and again, not only in this text, but throughout the New Testament. Father, forgive. There are more than 12 million dollars of sins and of iniquities done forgiven. And once more, this servant like you and I can raise up our shoulders and we can face the future. Our relationship with our Heavenly Father very significantly and tremendously altered. The burdens of sin, even the threatening punishments of hell, have been removed. And instead of that message of love that comes through to you and to me, moment after moment. But the parable which our Savior tells also speaks of a new dimension that exists between the redeemed of Christ, you and the fellow and I and our fellow redeemed. For our Savior continues to tell them, all of us, as you know, was provoked by Peter's initial question. And Peter thought that he was not only walking 2 miles, but 10 miles by the threshold. That he, great follower of Christ anyway, would be willing to forgive 7 pounds instead of the normal ability. And the Savior's response was 7 times nothing. 70 times nothing. So much so that he can't even count it anymore. Now, with that kind of a response to Peter's question, the fellow servant in the parable walked out. When he returned, that he would have been very bouncing along, thinking of an enormous effect. Wife at home, children unfold into slavery, just forgiven. He didn't hear the heavy sliding door of the jail cell behind him. And here he somewhat accidentally runs into one of his fellow servants. You owe him something too, ordered his manner. Then he had bowed, couple of dollars here and a couple of dollars there. We owed him by this time perhaps several days' wages. But what a tiny sum it was compared to what the other servants had owed the master. And here, almost in the identical language, the servant calls up his fellow servant and then grabs him by the throat and threatens him with punishment unless he would pay him every cent that he owed him. Here was an individual who, in spite of the huge debt that had been forgiven him, he came and with his clenched fist was endeavoring to demand his pound of flesh, which he knew legally belonged to him. And then the fellow servant makes the same plea. And the word which our Savior puts into this context has a harshness all by themselves. And the servant says, as we put it, and he would not. Reminds one of a religious leader about a century ago who was active and significant in the western part of our country, who on one occasion had demonstrated his particular hatred and enmity against the Christian church. And someone asked him, he said, "Don't you ever pray for your enemies?" And this leader said, "Yes, you said I do. I pray that they may all go to hell." Or, as it is reported of Heinrich Heine, the German poet, who gleefully stood watching how his enemies had been thrown from the gallows, and then spoke these words, "I would forgive them all the wrongs they have done to me. Forgive them from the bottom of my heart, for we must forgive our enemies, but not until they are all held." The unmerciful servant cropped up has continuously cropped up in the lives of even prominent individuals. But it also cropped up in a pious seminarian and in a pious old lady in the congregations and in the pious old grandhouse. So on one occasion, the pastor was very painfully aware of a long-standing grudge on the part of one of the elderly women in his congregation, spoke to her, and he asked her, "How in the world can you pray as often as you do, with Bible in your lap, how can you pray the Lord's Prayer?" And his very glib answer was, "I just skip over that. So often within our lives, how easy to skip over the person, and then until that moment when we are once more reminded, remember that our Lord is kept in the parable that he is faithful and he stands to the word protection of St. Peter. And then we are reminded once more that instead of having to do this what is, we are dealing with blood. Not from anything.